Hey guys, welcome back to this week's episode of the Dogboat Entertainment Podcast. You're here with Ellie and Chloe, and we'll be right back.
This week's upcoming events: on April 14th, we have the girls softball at Elk Point.
April 15th, we have girls softball tournament at Avon.
April 16th, State FFA Convention.
On April 17th, we have State FFA Convention, Track Invitational, and Girls Softball at Lenox.
On the 18th is the last and final day of State FFA Convention.
On the 20th, we have the girls golf at Elk Point, track at T Area, and girls golf at Sioux Falls Christian.
On the 22nd, we have the junior senior banquet and prom.
We are going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Welcome back, and we're here with our special guest for the week, Mr. Lee Master.
Hello.
So we have a few questions for you. So we know there's a band trip coming up. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So April 26th through May 1st, we are heading to Tennessee, and we're going to three different places in Tennessee. We're going to start by going to Memphis. And while we're there, we're going to sightsee around Memphis, go down to Beale Street, go see Elvis's house, do a clinic at the University of Memphis. And then after that, we're heading over to Nashville. We're going to go to Nashville and go check out the Country Music Hall of Fame and go up and down Broadway just a little bit there, maybe get to hear some of the bands that are playing in Nashville. And then we get to go to an amusement park. We're going to head over to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, where Dolly Parton grew up. And we're going to go to Dollywood and spend some time there. And then we get to leave there at 8 or 8:30 at night. And we get to drive all through the night and come back to Beresford. It'll be a fun trip.
Exciting.
Okay, so we know that there has been an announcement, and we're all super sad. So what's one thing that you'll miss the most about just Beresford School District in general?
Well, there's a couple things. One, the students. You guys are just have been so awesome and so much fun, and I have absolutely thoroughly loved my time teaching here in Beresford. It's been just so wonderful. And secondly, honestly, the administration, the amount of financial support that our administration for a school district, especially our size, is just unparalleled. I mean, there's in the state of South Dakota, there's hardly another school in the state that spends as much money on their band program per student as what Beresford does. And so I've been very, very fortunate that we've been very fortunate with that. And so, but those two things, the kids, I love all the kids. They've just been fantastic, and the support, the complete support that comes through there.
What's your favorite memory from teaching in Beresford?
Oh, wow. There's quite a few of them, you know, and I think it just goes, depends on the year. I mean, each year there's a memory that I like, and, you know, marching band is one. I think probably my most favorite was the first year we did the Watchdog Marching Festival. Just to see all the work that went into that, and then to get, 24 bands or something come to Beresford and do that. So I really like that and how that got off the ground and got going. But the two trips that we've taken to Virginia have been a blast. Just the daily interactions in class. So I don't know. I mean, there's so many memories. It's hard to narrow it down to just one. But I would, if I had to, it'd be that Watchdog Festival.
Can you tell us a little bit about your background being a band teacher and where you kind of started?
Yeah, that's a great question. All right, so I went to high school in Sparks, Nevada, which is right next door to Reno, Nevada. So it's like Minneapolis, St. Paul, same thing, Reno and Sparks. And so I went to a school called Edward C. Reed High School. And my band director there was fantastic. I mean, he's the one that really got me going and thinking that, hey, this might be something I want to do as a career, because I'm really not good at anything else. But I really enjoyed it, and he showed me what being a band director could be and the amount of fun that could be with it. And so I started school at the University of Nevada, and I've told students this many times in class, and I learned from a lot of mistakes, and I think growing up, that's one of the things that you have to do as a student to figure out what you want to be as an adult. And so I started school at the University of Nevada there in Reno, but I didn't do very well. And so I dropped out, and then I came up to school at South Dakota State and just flourished there at South Dakota State, and been a band director now for 25 years, and the last 10 here in Beresford. But I love the change every single day. I love that it's not always predictable, and I love that it's just fun, you know, just a good time to do it.
So with leaving behind the Beresford band program, what is your biggest worry leaving?
Well, as of right now at this recording, I technically do not have a job for next year yet. But I resigned only because the students deserve to get the most highly qualified candidate to come in here and teach band, and the school district, because of what they've supported us with, to give them the time to find that person. And so I'm taking a huge leap of faith and going out there to see what is out there. And really it just boils down to, it is nothing more than just, I want to do a change. I just need a change. I need to, you know, see, is there something else I'm supposed to do? Is there anything else I'm supposed to do? You know, what am I supposed to do? And I think that's a hard thing about being an adult, is trying to figure that out all the time. We as adults try to tell high school students that are getting ready for college, well, you need to do this, you need to do that. But you just need to take a step back and what do you want to do? And so, it's when May 25th or whenever the last day of school comes around, that will be a very emotional day. And when the seniors leave May 9th, I think you guys get done, that will be a very emotional day as well.
Well, we loved having you.
Well, I loved all of you guys. You guys have just been fantastic.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us on this week's episode.
Be sure to check us out at Dogbone Entertainment on Facebook and Instagram.